wanted to ask you is, you know, what is, you know, primarily the news that you want to put out there about U.S. bridges, particularly in Ohio, because it sounds like you have some facts and figures that might be an unpleasant surprise, right, to many people.
Yeah, we've got a lot of facts and figures, that's for sure. Our main message with the report has been that things are getting a little bit better. You know, overall, we've taken about 2,000 bridges. You know, we've reduced the number nationally. But there's still a lot of challenges with these bridges. And I think in terms of Ohio, it's a very similar story. You know, things are getting a little bit better, but that doesn't belie the fact that there's still a large number of bridges that need to be addressed. And, you know, we've been tying it to a lot of the funding issues at both the federal, state, and local level as well. So that's been one of our key messages.
Some of the things that you feel could be better, you know, done to address, you know, some of these issues that can fix some of these bridges.
Well, the challenge is that we just simply don't have enough funding at the federal, state, and local level. So this starts, you know, primarily the program is responsible for about half of all highway and bridge construction investment. A lot of folks don't realize that. And there's a lot of uncertainty right now with what's going on in Congress about reauthorizing the federal aid program and providing enough revenues to make the investments we need. At the state and local level, we have seen these DOTs trying to do the best they can with limited resources. And certainly in Ohio, some of the changes that were made over the last few years, some turnpike revenues for the traditional program is going to help with that investment. But it, you know, state DOTs can't wave a magic wand. They can't address this issue without some additional funding.
All right, and I'm sure you probably have, you know, some special news to share about Ohio, right, in our situation.
Yes, in Ohio there are over 2,000 bridges that are classified as structurally deficient. And what that means is that one of the key elements, either the deck, the superstructure, or the substructure is rated in poor or worse condition. So in terms of the number of bridges, over 2,000, that is a big number. So Ohio ranks number 11 among all the states. But when you look at the bridge inventory in the state, there are just under 27,000 bridges. So in those terms, Ohio has about 8% of the bridges are classified as structurally deficient. So there the state ranks number 32, which is a good thing to lower in those terms.
All right. If people would like more, you know, information, where would you direct them?
We do have state profiles and information on some of the most traveled deficient bridges on our website at www.artba.org.
All right. Fantastic. Doctor, I appreciate that very much. Appreciate the information. And let's talk to you again sometime.
Thank you very much.